This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Russian military initiated a temporary ceasefire in two areas of Ukraine to allow civilians to evacuate. Russian state media reported Saturday the first breakthrough in allowing people to escape the war. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement it had agreed on evacuation routes with Ukrainian forces for the strategic port of Mariupol and the southeast and eastern city. The vaguely worded statement did not make clear how long the routes would remain open. Mariupol has become the scene of growing misery and days of shelling that knocked out most phone service and raised the prospect of food and water shortages. A top official there said the ceasefire there is to last until 4 p.m. or 2 p.m. GMT and 9 a.m. GMT. This comes after European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said that with over a million Ukrainians made refugees already, the EU is asking for safe passage for all civilians.
We strongly call for a humanitarian corridor. The International Red Cross is not able to enter the country, and we need green corridors for the Red Cross to be able to help you.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has intensified a crackdown on media outlets and individuals who failed to hew to the Kremlin line on the war in Ukraine. He signed into law a bill that criminalizes the intentional spreading of what Moscow deems to be fake reports. Russia also has blocked Facebook and Twitter. The moves follow blocks imposed on the BBC, the U.S. government-funded Voice of America, and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, a German broadcaster, and a Latvia-based website. The sweeping action seeks to establish even tighter controls. This is VOA News. Officials in Pakistan are vowing to hunt down and arrest the masterminds behind a deadly mosque attack claimed by an Islamic State affiliate. The assault killed 63 people and wounded nearly 200. IS said in a statement Saturday that the lone suicide bomber was from neighboring Afghanistan. He shot two police guarding the Shiite Muslim mosque in northwest Peshawar before entering inside and exploding his device. That attack took place as worshippers knelt in Friday prayer. The IS affiliate, known as IS, in the Khorasan province, is headquartered in eastern Afghanistan. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog is meeting with Iranian officials as talks in Vienna over Tehran's tattered atomic deal with world powers appear to be reaching their end. Rafael Mariano Grassi described his Saturday visit to Tehran as a means to address outstanding questions, as negotiators back in Europe appear to be reaching a deadline to see if the 2015 accord can be revived. The nuclear deal saw Iran agree to drastically limit its enrichment of uranium in exchange for a lifting of crushing economic sanctions, but then-President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew America from the agreement, sparking years of tensions. Big cities are dropping more COVID-19 measures in the United States in a push for normalcy. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
New York City and Los Angeles are lifting some of their COVID-19 prevention measures, which have been among the toughest in the country. New York City will end several mandates next week, including requiring masks in public schools. Additionally, New York Mayor Eric Adams says vaccination requirements are ending at restaurants, entertainment, and cultural venues.
Folks can come in and enjoy.
But some mask requirements in the Big Apple will remain in place for now.
I think we should continue to wear the mask on the subway system.
In Los Angeles County, the masks came off Friday at restaurants, bars, gyms, shops, and other businesses. In Illinois, face mask requirements for many indoor facilities end Monday.
India has yet to submit its targets for cutting greenhouse emissions to the UN Climate Agency. 4 months have passed since India Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced its net zero target and short-term goals for increasing clean energy. But since they have not been submitted to the UN Climate Agency, the targets cannot yet be counted towards the global effort. India's environmental minister said that the concerned ministries were still discussing that particular matter. There is more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.